Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver, porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status, every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Sean Eubanks.
Thanks for joining us and welcome to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting. And on our show today, we have Michael Bologna, CEO of Green Lion Partners and Dipstick Vapes. About Green Lion Partners, Green Lion Partners elevates the cannabis industry and its public perception. They do so as entrepreneurs of two companies, Leaf List and Natural Order Supply, and a portfolio of investments in advisements. Green Lion Partners is a Denver, Colorado-based business strategy firm focused on early-stage development in the regulated cannabis industry. By founding or partnering with companies, their core focus is elevating the public perception and concurrently pushing it towards more sophisticated business processes. In addition to businesses, Green Lion supports industry groups working tirelessly to create industry opportunity and, more importantly, socially conscious legislation. Mike draws upon over 5 years in supply chains ranging from Department of Defense aerospace engineering to coffee and tea manufacturing to identifying and targeting opportunities for various perspectives. Raised in New York City as a Red Sox fan, Mike is no stranger to confronting differences in background and approach to bring forward team cohesion. Now on to Dipstick Vapes, which is going to be the topic of hand for today's podcast. The rebranded Dipstick Vapes launched in January of 2017. The original Dipstick from Improve LLC launched in 2014 from Houston, Texas. Dipstick Vapes still has offices in Houston along with a new administrative office in Denver, as well as it strives to be the leader in bringing high-end innovative products to the ever-expanding market. It values quality, originality, and caring customer service. Dipstick Vapes is here to set the standard for overall customer experience. Michael is the CEO of this new business, Dipstick Vapes, that recently launched a premium multifunctional use concentrate vaporizer named the Dipper. Maxim and Forbes has also high praise for you, Michael. So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I certainly appreciate that introduction, and I'm looking forward to telling you and obviously the listeners a little bit.
Sure, and thanks for indulging me on talking about Green Lion Partners. Obviously, that's not the topic at hand, but I wanted to convey to our listeners that you didn't just jump into this market to make a quick buck and just start in the industry yesterday.
We really appreciate that. Myself and my business partner, Jeffrey Zucker, really see an opportunity with the cannabis industry to not only create a new industry, but a new kind of industry. And we believe there's room for, you know, socially conscious business decisions while still having economic benefit. And we're excited that the cannabis industry, you know, not entirely, but generally, you know, does agree with us. And there's a lot of like-minded individuals that allow us to see this vision out.
Yeah, I appreciate your advocacy and all your contributions to the industry. So you were living in New York City, but you were a Red Sox fan. So tell me what it was like being surrounded by the enemy every day.
Well, actually, just a quick clarification. I was a New York City suburb. I was actually in Southern Connecticut. But it was the mid-90s, and anyone who's followed baseball knows that the mid-90s and the Yankees, it was a pretty dominant era for them. So it was tough being a Red Sox fan. There's maybe two or three others in my middle school classes, and you know, we had to band together against the big bad Yankees, who, you know, managed to win a good handful of the World Series throughout the 90s. So yeah, it was very interesting, but I really helped me appreciate the fandom. And I always say my dad raised me right. He's from outside Boston, and you know, I've never looked back. I've been very proud to be a Red Sox fan, but it was a tough few years there as a young diehard fan watching our biggest rival keep winning.
Well, you know, and it might not have been as tense back in the day because the Yankees were winning so much, but now I bet it's a little different. I was going to ask you if you recently walked down the streets in New York City with a Red Sox hat on or a shirt, but I know it's been a while for you.
Yeah. One thing I've never been shy about wearing my Red Sox apparel, no matter where I am. But I will say, with the recent successes, I'm happy to learn that over any Yankee fans out there. We have been recently a little more successful. Connecticut as a whole has shifted. There's a lot more Red Sox fans, kids, you know, 5 and 10 years old, have it easier than I did back in the day. You know, we always feel like we had the tough one. But, you know, it's definitely becoming more and more split. We're seeing a lot more Red Sox fans around. So it's a little easier, but I certainly never shied away from it.
Kind of a neutral accent, but it is pronounced Sox, right? Red Sox.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's the Boston Red Sox. Yeah. You definitely got to have a little Sox. They play hockey up there, up in Boston as well. I say wicked a lot. I don't drop my eyes too much, but I do say wicked as an adjective quite a bit.
Wicked smart. So see, I'm not from Boston, but I have seen a lot of Mark Wahlberg movies, so I feel like I'm well-versed.
I mean, that's essentially a documentary as far as I'm concerned.
Excellent. Okay, so what brought you to California, Michael?
So Jeff, my business partner, and I had been running Green Lion Partners for almost 2 years. It was really just becoming a critical mass of our projects, and you know, an excitement to change. You know, personally, I had been in Boston for about 8 years. He had been in Chicago for about 6, and so we were excited, you know, to move just on a personal level. But professionally, you know, Denver is still very much the hub of the regulated cannabis industry. There's a lot of culture in you know, processing and growing that comes out of California. But in terms of like a truly regulated marketplace, Colorado is still, you know, the marked leader. So, you know, we wanted to get in the same place and, you know, start to build, you know, an office, a team. And we felt that Denver, you know, really fits a great balance of, you know, an excellent lifestyle. But the cannabis industry, just, you know, so much innovation comes out of here. There's so many companies that we have the opportunity to meet and, you know, attend, you know, literally multiple times a week, localized events for the greater Denver Boulder area, all focused on the cannabis industry. And so it really, you know, is the opportunity to ingrain ourselves a little further into the industry. And, you know, that was about 15 months ago, and we've loved it so far. It's been an incredible experience. It's been, you know, very productive from a business perspective and, you know, network access, et cetera. So, you know, we've really appreciated the move.
Sure. And how you guys got started? So was Dipstick Vapes purchased, or did you just rebrand it? How did that come about?
Sure. So Green Lion Partners' focus, as you mentioned at the beginning, is early stage development. And so we're really focused on helping companies create a foundation for scaling with the industry, as well as flexibility to the dynamic business situation. And so, you know, this is one of the companies that we operate on a day-to-day as a management team. So we're focused on making sure a proper framework is in place. So, you know, what we did, rather than try to merge operations, we purchased the intellectual property from the existing company and completely started fresh from a, you know, a legal and financial perspective. So, you know, we're really trying to maintain the core of that project. We have the original engineer and customer service team still part. You know, we kept the name Dipstick of the product to Dipstick Vapes, but the company itself is completely fresh and relaunched with sort of a new back end, a you know, very clean, updated graphics and branding. But we did want to, you know, pay homage to where we came from, this initial product, the initial, you know, fans that were out there that are using the product that allowed us to, you know, to decide that this was a good business to sort of elevate to the next step. So it's kind of a hybrid answer in that it's an entirely new company, but it really is, you know, at its heart, an extension of the original group.
Yeah, and you guys are supported by the ArcView Group, and obviously they don't get involved with ventures that don't make a lot of sense and aren't very successful. So, you know, it's a testament to your background and your ability that they chose you as a CEO. So congratulations on that. Let me ask you this. What prompted you to get involved with this particular product?
To be quite honest, Green Lion Partners had sort of taken an anti-hardware stance in the beginning of our time in the cannabis industry, because there's quite a few companies that, you know, come out. You know, anybody who's listening to this who tries vape pens can probably attest they've got a drawer full of pens that they've tried that, you know, broke or weren't satisfactory for some reason or another. There's a lot of intellectual property infringement. It's a, you know, just a very saturated, difficult market. But with this product, you know, we really saw an opportunity to remove the blowtorch from the cannabis consumption process. And we think that's so important as we continue to spread both availability from a, you know, a legal perspective, but also, you know, education about cannabis and cannabis concentrates, that we want to show, you know, that concentrates are a cleaner, you know, healthier and sometimes more consistent way to ingest cannabis. And through vaporization versus combustion, it's healthier. But the biggest impediment to that process was very frequently a blowtorch, which can be intimidating and dangerous, or a very expensive and bulky electronic nail and rig. And so, you know, with the dipper and dipstick vapes, we saw an opportunity to make concentrates more accessible to the average consumer, to help them, you know, gain a lot of the benefits and the enjoyment that we have from cannabis concentrates, but, you know, in a way that's a little more social, a little more portable, easier to sort of begin, your experience with them. Or if you're a heavy user who maybe is not intimidated by the blowtorch, we still felt that it delivered a satisfactory experience, and so that we could replace, the torch and the rig, especially from a travel and a social component.
So how have you been received in dispensaries? I know you've grown exponentially. You guys are just taking off. You're in, looks like several dispensaries here in Colorado. When you walk in and you see concentrates as a consumer, you know, you might think, okay, if you're not familiar with it, you might be thinking, okay, well, what's that for? Or, you know, I don't have a dab rig. That's not accessible to me. How has it changed the game, this product, particularly for those dispensaries in Colorado that are using you guys?
I don't want to make any, world-changing claims, but I can personally attest as a consumer and not as CEO, it's changed how I consume cannabis concentrates. I never use a rig anymore. We've heard from our customers. So, you know, as a CEO, I've heard quite a few people who have had their first dab as a result of the dipper, or who were heavy dabbers, who say this has changed entirely how, you know, I consume cannabis. And so we're really excited about, you know, that consumer level feedback. And then with the dispensaries, we're really trying to help them change how they sell concentrates and vape pens, by offering sort of a product that when someone walks in and isn't sure, or, you know, who wants some flexibility in their concentrate consumption, the dipper has two attachments, two atomizers that come with it that allow basically to replace the dab rig. But then also, if you change out the atomizer, you can pack your concentrates into a pack and go vape pen form with another atomizer. So, you know, we first tried to solve as many of the ways to consume, and we've just recently, finished testing and are about to release another atomizer that'll allow the dipper to act as the battery pack for the standard pre-filled cartridges, the 510 threaded pre-filled cannabis cartridges, which are very common, especially in newer markets where, you know, the processing isn't as formal or as mature. And so concentrates themselves are a little less accessible. The cartridges we've seen to be, quite popular as a precursor. And so from a dispensary standpoint, they're able to say, you know, this is what a cannabis concentrate is. How would you like to consume it? And here's a wide range. And then the dipper solves sort of each of those individual consumers' needs and allows them to grow from a cartridge to a pack and go pen to, you know, maybe a heavier dab, as they get more familiar and more comfortable. So, you know, we've had a really good feedback from the dispensaries who are saying they're comfortable selling this device to their consumers, knowing that as their consumers, whether they are very heavy or become, you know, more involved in cannabis concentrates, that they can sort of do it all with the dipper. But then also that helps make it more accessible to someone who might have been on the fence, so the dispensary can then, you know, more easily sell them on concentrates versus the, you know, the flower that they're so standard and, you know, comfortable in the experience.
We need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be rejoined by Michael Bologna, CEO of Green Lion Partners and Dipstick Vapes. During the break, please check out their website, www.dipstickvapes.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about the revolution between from the dipstick to the new dipper that has changed the market. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business. Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Vuber way.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President of Strainwise Consulting, and we have been talking to Michael Bologna, CEO of Green Lion Partners and Dipstick Vapes. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation.
Yeah, so when we left off in the last segment, we were talking about the difference between, you know, how you've changed the market. People who were not, you know, you're saying, hey, look, put down the blowtorch altogether. Don't consume this way. I think there's a lot of fear associated with that. I myself was down in Puerto Rico for, fortunately, some cannabis business down there and witnessed the first time in an open space someone actually dabbing, and it was quite frightening to me. I thought, is this safe? I haven't seen someone rip out a blowtorch, all of the assumptions with that and the negative view. It just really felt like something that I didn't want to participate in. And I was frankly concerned about my safety. So I love the fact that you guys have developed a product in the dipper that now you're saying, hey, get rid of the blowtorch entirely.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, one of our favorite social media campaigns, and anyone listening can please feel free to check it out, is hashtag toss the torch. And we really are focused on helping people dab without that image and that danger associated with it. Because even if the individual is comfortable with using the blowtorch, you know, the society isn't, you know, looking in, like you said, when the first time you see it out, you know, in the public, it's just an unsettling feeling. I personally, you know, wasn't comfortable doing it and, you know, the dabbing in front of somebody who wasn't already indoctrinated, just because they're going to wonder, you know, is that really cannabis, or, you know, what are they doing over there? And so I think that, you know, it's really important to remember the impact that, you know, we'd like the cannabis industry to have in terms of people's ability to freely consume and, you know, consume in a way with they don't feel, you know, persecution, and that, you know, we need to remember our impact on society when we do that. And I think the blowtorch would be, you know, a real black eye in terms of consumption. And so that was our inspiration with the dipper. And we believe that, you know, tossing the torch is just better for everyone, as long as, you know, the cannabis concentrate experience is still, you know, as impactful or as enjoyable for the consumer. And I think, we've hopefully developed the tool to do that.
Well, and to give our listeners an idea of how much this has actually changed the game, you're phasing out the dipstick. You're still honoring it, still servicing it, still honoring the warranties there. But you're confident enough to phase out the dipstick and now go to the dipper. You got some customer feedback. You had success already with the dipstick. That was already a successful product when you took over the company. Talk about what the differences are between the two and why you're confident that the dipstick is it's okay to go ahead and phase that out.
Yeah, thank you. It really is just the next generation version of the dipstick. And so, you know, as you mentioned, we got some customer feedback, primarily around the frequency with which the dipstick's atomizers clogged and the battery life. It was a rechargeable, removable rechargeable batteries. And so, you know, first and foremost, we wanted to take that usability issue away. So we've got an incredible lithium ion battery. We're very proud of how it performs compared to the market, as well as redesign the entire airflow of the atomizer and the reclaim chamber, which helps to regulate how and when, you know, the dipper is clogged and how much easier it is to clean dipper atomizers. And so at its base, we really wanted to make usability, the charge and portability and cleaning much simpler so that the device functioned more frequently and more consistently. But we went a little further and didn't just alleviate some headaches. We've also added 3 temperature settings to allow the consumer to choose everything from a low temperature dab, which is very popular for higher flavors, or a higher temperature for a more powerful hit and a larger cloud. As well as I mentioned previously, we added some variability in interchangeable atomizers, which allow the user to exchange the atomizer and prepack their concentrates, load it up and take it as a pack and go pen. And so by, you know, adding a little bit more functionality, we're also helping to, you know, really add more value to the end customer through the dipper with the, you know, from what the dipstick originally sort of set the pathway for. And so we really learned a ton and we really, you know, are excited to that, you know, with the performance of the dipper in some of those trouble areas that previous users or someone, you know, who may be listening, who had an interaction with the original product, may be happy to hear that we've, alleviated a bit.
Yeah. And what's the new price point for the new product?
The dipper retails for $150 USD.
Okay. And are you finding any pushback for that? I mean, it has to be what it has to be. It has to mass production and you guys have to make a living. So any pushback on the cost of that or overcoming that?
We certainly are at the higher end of the personal vaporizer market. There are some that are more expensive that maybe have a more premium brand name. We think that the versatility and the multiple functions and the power of which the the hit is really delivered, it's a fair price point. We have had a few people who have sort of balked a little bit, but generally I think as a consumer and as a dispensary purchasing agent or whomever get more familiar with the dipper and they see it isn't just a run of the mill vape pen. It is really creating a new category of vaping products, as well as solving some problems while maintaining some versatility. That we generally have gotten more feedback on the other side, that people feel that it's a good value. I don't think anybody, certainly not internally, we don't think that we need to raise the price at all. We're focused on making concentrates as accessible as possible. So we really try and price the device at a point that sort of represents its functionality and its versatility, but is still accessible. And then, the replacement atomizers and our accessories and our apparel and things like that, we really try and focus on keeping, a low market price on those as well, because, as I mentioned, we want to make this something that people can afford to enjoy so that we can help push the cannabis concentrates market forward as, you know, as a whole. And so, you know, we certainly, you know, I think that even if it was $10, you'll still hear a couple people ask for discounts and say it's too expensive. But as a general rule, the market's been pretty comfortable with our pricing.
Well, and you can travel around to different trade shows across the country, and you can be marketed to and sold pens that just frankly don't work. Products, just like anything in any other industry, you get what you pay for. Have you found any success trying to source these overseas, or is it primarily an American made product?
So it's American designed, but it is manufactured overseas, simply for, you know, manufacturing cost realities, unfortunately. So we are manufactured overseas, and most of our devices are. We try and source as much of our apparel and accessories domestically as we can. That can be a little more competitive on some of that pricing, but you know, just the sheer economic realities have us sourced entirely overseas for the Dipper.
And how are you handling warranty claims and things like that? Or you have quality control done here, or maybe some assembly here, right? When it hits our shores, what is the process between you and when it reaches the customer?
We do lot testing. We do pre-packaged QC, you know, at the source of manufacture, and then lot testing domestically to ensure the quality. But once it's in a customer's hands is when we're most intensely focused on, you know, the response rate and how we can really help improve any individual's experience. As you mentioned at the open of the show, we're really focused on changing the consumer experience within the cannabis industry by, you know, making sure that when someone calls in, they can speak to a person 24/7. You know, we're responsive within, you know, 24 hours or fewer. We're very focused on honoring our warranty policy, which is a full year on the device. So the atomizers are a temporary product. They can burn out with use between 4 and 6 weeks, but a full year on the board, you know, the function of the device, the battery, and the body of the device, as well as if anyone has, you know, atomizer issues or cleaning, clogging, charging, what have you. You know, we really focused on our customer service, walking them through troubleshooting. And then if we find out that, you know, even in any remote shape, our device is responsible, we're certainly, you know, replacing atomizers or replacing an unfunctioning dipper to make sure that, you know, each of our customers has a satisfactory experience and is able to walk away from their interaction with us with a fully functioning product.
Well, I think it's worth stating that Maxim has already said, given you guys high praise. It said its shiny metallic exterior and long cylindric shape make it look no more conspicuous than a pin, but its ample weight and tight-fitting components let you know it was thoughtfully designed for getting majorly blazed in mind. So good.
Certainly, sorry. Yeah.
Good thing to say. Well, first of all, if Maxim has anything to say, I mean, you've been mentioned in Forbes as well. I mean, that's worth stating, I think. So I think you guys are on the right track. You've upgraded the technology. You're paying attention to that, and it sounds like you're serving. You're obviously in 8 dispensaries here in Colorado. Is there any demand? I mean, I know your company originated in Houston before you guys acquired it. Is there any demand on a nationwide level for people in markets that are not legal? Are they asking for this to be shipped to them?
So we actually, we're very active, primarily Portland, LA, Las Vegas, and Denver are the major metropolitan areas that have the most significant demand. And those are, you know, as you can hear, are very much adult use states. We do have, you know, head shops and smoke shops across the country carrying the product. It is fully ancillary. You know, our product itself does not include any form of cannabis. And so, you know, we believe that, you know, it's kind of an argument for the industry as a whole and regulation as a whole. The demand definitely exists in, you know, all 50 states, all 196 countries of the world. You know, we know that there is cannabis demand, but, you know, our marketing efforts and the majority of our sales are in adult use and medical markets. But we do believe there's, you know, demand everywhere. And so, you know, it's our brand's focus as Dipstick Vapes, but also our company's focus as Green Line Partners to open that accessibility up however we can, and make sure that, you know, people do have the ability to, you know, to gain access to cannabis in the right forms and then devices like ours to facilitate the consumption process. But the short answer to your question, I suppose, is yes, we certainly expect and have seen demand across the country.
Great. Well, we need to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Michael Bologna, CEO of Green Lion Partners and Dipstick Vapes. During the break, please check out their website, dipstickvapes.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Running a successful cannabis business isn't easy. Successful businesses need to have strong people to achieve long-term results. At Live Advisors, we believe people are the heart of business, and training people can help you infinitely grow your business. Learn more about our offerings at liveadvisors.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Sean Eubanks, Vice President, Strainwise Consulting, and we have been talking to Michael Bologna, CEO of Green Lion Partners and Dipstick Vapes. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure so far. I'm looking forward to the next segment.
So you were backed by the ArcView Group. What was that like, and how did you achieve that?
Actually, a little point of clarity. We actually weren't backed by the ArcView Group. One of our capital partners, Jeff Dayton, is integrally involved in the ArcView Network. Green Lion Partners has been active investor members through the ArcView Network for quite some time. So it's not an official backing of ArcView, but it is their platform. We were on stage at their Austin investor member event. And so, you know, we've really grown well with them in terms of our network, as well as our capital partner, Jeff Dayton, being a large part of ArcView's success. And so, you know, I think it's been a really mutually beneficial relationship where we're able to, you know, draw from our experiences in the ArcView network, but we can also, you know, continue to get on their stage, show other entrepreneurs, the path that we've taken, and certainly, you know, at the time at which we're looking for external capital, we'll very much, be on their stage and pitching to their members, because we think they are, you know, that is the most valuable platform to look for capital investment in. We aren't officially backed by the ArcView Network.
Yeah, thank you for the clarification on that. I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you have that influence. I mean, you have that, with Jeff being involved. It sounds like there's some efficiencies there, and just a great group to be around. And so you're lucky enough to share a stage with the ArcView Group. What was that like? And was that kind of like a Shark Tank atmosphere? And what was your experience there?
So we actually, because we weren't raising capital, we sort of had a 10-minute introduction to the company. We gave a little bit about our brand background, the functionality of the product, very similar to the topics we've covered here today. But the average, I can speak very intimately about the average ArcView experience does include a Shark Tank aspect. My business partner, Jeff, is actually one of those, you know, Arc Tank sharks. And I'm on the selection committee for helping choose which companies make it to stage. And so my personal experience didn't include being asked too many questions, but it's an excellent process for any prospective entrepreneur. They get to go through a webinar process through ArcView, where they're pitched. They get to pitch to a wide range of the investor members, get some great feedback, and if they qualify, they move on to an in-person one of their major events, which, as I mentioned, is where I sort of spoke as a sponsor. And they would get on stage, and there's three sharks who would be sitting, and you know, they get the opportunity to pitch to them and give their business overview and their, you know, their value propositions. And then the questions are always really pointed, like helpful questions in terms of helping. These are the investors' mindset. You know, it's three investors sitting up there asking, this is what I need to know more about. Please defend this. And the entrepreneur has an opportunity to show their ability to have, you know, thought about these problems, think on their feet and respond. Excellent exposure to the, you know, the rest of the network who's attended the event, really gets to watch both the pitch, but also how the entrepreneur handles themselves in, you know, in high pressure situations and, you know, some potentially difficult questions. And so I think, the majority of entrepreneurs who come through, whether they, reach their funding goals or not with the ArcView network, you know, really gains a lot in terms of their experience, their ability to say that they've been in front of, you know, an excellent VC, a venture capital crowd, as well as hear what types of questions and what they prospective investors value.
And along the lines of, if someone's listening and they want to try to copy the success of Dipstick Vapes, how do you recommend they get started? Do they focus on R&D, or do they try to outsource that, or do they bring in multiple partners? Is there a lot? Is it capital intensive? How do you recommend they get started if they're looking to roll out their own product?
I think first and foremost, they need to have a passion for what they're getting into. This industry is, changing all the time, and there's a lot of, non-traditional constraints that they may not find starting a company in another industry. So I'd say that they need to be passionate and informed about the cannabis industry. And then in terms of their product, service, or, you know, concepts, you know, the focus that we really look for as Green Lion Partners, or, you know, the ArcView Network would look for in prospective companies to pitch, is truly an innovative product. We see quite a few retreads, recycles, the such and such of weed, taking, you know, core concepts externally and applying them in cannabis. And so I'd say your first focus is make sure that, you know, you have a unique value proposition that can stand on its own, can be recognized as innovative. And quite frankly, one thing we see quite a bit of prospective entrepreneurs say, well, the industry's growing so quickly and there's all of this money coming in and all this money being generated. And that's what they predicate, you know, their expectation of success on. And we really need to, you know, in my opinion, it's kind of like looking at like a, you know, the S&P or the, you know, an index and saying, you know, it's not good enough to just match the market. You need to surpass the market. So make sure that, you know, you have an innovative product that can generate demand above and beyond just the growth of the industry itself. And I think that that's a crutch a lot of entrepreneurs fall back on, where they can say, well, the market's going to be this big, and if we can capture 2% of it, and then, you know, this is how much money we gain, and then, you know, this is the year over year growth. And to me, that doesn't say enough about your company's product or service that can capitalize above and beyond the market growth. So, you know, those are really the factors that we look for, you know, before anything else, is the founder and the team's passion in, you know, their true education and understanding the industry they're getting into. And then, you know, an innovative product that can really create its own demand and growth rather than rely on the market.
Well, and one of the things I think that cannot be overstated is when you go back to basics here, you started with, how do I solve this problem? You had people that were not using concentrates because of the gap, right? Because of the dab rigs and the involvement there. So you solved a problem for the consumer, and you solved a problem for the dispensary, the retailer. And that might be where most people might want to ask themselves, sure, you need the passion, but what problem are you actually solving?
Right. I think that's an excellent point. And, you know, if there's no utility to your product or service, or if people don't have this issue already, it's going to be pretty tough to get them to part with their, you know, their money to purchase your product or service. And I think that's an excellent point. And I want to hesitate to show any excitement for the such and such of cannabis. Make sure that you're solving a problem that people do have, and it's not, well, they're successful in tech or they're successful in 3D printing or education, therefore this concept will be successful in cannabis.
Okay, and so your focus, obviously you've had the rollout here in Colorado, 8 dispensaries and growing. I'm sure that more people are going to be asking for the product. What's the best possible forecast for you, and where are you headed next with Dipstick Vapes?
So we're actually, recording this year, and about 4 days from now, we'll do a live product launch, a large product launch around our next color to the Dipper collection. And then we also have about 2 more products that are in the pipeline at differing levels of actualization and go to market. And so we're really hoping to expand the Dipper line, but sort of build off that success and create another vaporizer or two that may hit a different segment of the market. Watch our Instagram, watch our Facebook, and we'll be very active in announcing these as they come to fruition.
Excellent. Sounds like I can't get that out of you. I was going to ask you, what's the next product line? But I know you've got that at a calculated rollout. So no problem there.
Yeah. There'll be a time and a place, I assure you. And, anybody out here listening, we do hope to see you on the website and the social media, because we're excited about the next products. But unfortunately, there's a time, and we're not quite confident enough in the product itself yet. We've prototyped it, but we want to make sure it's perfect so that people really enjoy it when it's available.
Well, that comes to the end of our program. I want to thank you, Michael, so much for being on the show today. Our listeners can go to your website, www.dipstickvapes.com. They can reach out to you via Instagram as well, Facebook, and all social media there.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you having me on. It's been an excellent discussion. We're excited about the product and the company, and really appreciate having us on and being able to spread the news a little bit, but most importantly, really help push people towards the normalization of cannabis and cannabis concentrates.
And for our listeners, thank you so much for joining us again. You can download episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, and also on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much, and we will see you next week.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. So just like you, he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.